"We have gone back to what we were doing before," said one of the officers, who all spoke on the condition of anonymity for fear of reprisals by their superiors. Major General Nicasio Martinez Espinel, the top commander of Colombia's army, acknowledged issuing the new orders and having officers set concrete goals for killing, capturing, or forcing criminal groups and militants to surrender. He said he had issued the written order that instructed top commanders to double the results because of the threat that Colombia continues to face from guerrilla, paramilitary, and criminal organizations. The criminal threat rose, he said. If we continued at the pace that we were going at, we would not have completed our objectives. Still, the general disputed how officers have interpreted his instructions, the orders that are that you are operationally effective, he said. Some told me they wanted a 10% increase. Good, you do 10%. Some told me they wanted a 50% increase, but with no dead. Some said I want a 100% increase. There are some who have kept their word and others that haven't been able to. He also acknowledged that the orders tell commanders to conduct operations when they're still uncertain about their targets. However, General Martinez argued that the instructions referred only to planning missions, not to carrying them out. Respect for human rights is the most important thing, he said. Everything has taken place within the letter of the law. But the order itself says you must launch operations with 60 to 70% credibility or exactitude, leaving enough room for error that the policy has already led to questionable killings, two of the officers said. The new orders signal an increase in military campaigns against guerrilla and paramilitary groups in Colombia, which reached a peace deal with the nation's largest rebel group, the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, just 2 years ago. Peace has been elusive. Many former guerrillas have returned to fighting, while other criminal and paramilitary groups have expanded their control over parts of the country. One rebel group that never signed a peace deal carried out a deadly car bombing in the capital in January. Colombia is also under pressure from the Trump administration to show progress in cracking down on drug trafficking, a battle that has shown little progress despite $10 billion in American aid. As the pressure mounted, President Iván Duque, a conservative who campaigned against the peace deal because he thought it was too soft on the rebels, replaced the country's top army commanders in September. Mr. Duque's government appointed 9 officers linked to killings in the mid-2000s, including some who now hold top positions directing military offenses throughout Colombia, according to documents published by Human Rights Watch.